Hello, hello. You are listening to Never Give Up, where giving up is not an option. I'm your host, Rochelle Jones, and we're here again with superstar Ray Ray all the way from Atlanta. We bring you greetings, and we're glad that you tuned in with us today. Today's topic we're going to talk about is prices we pay when we don't step into our vision, when we allow our stories and excuses to kind of shift us away from the goal and the vision and the destiny that we feel we're called to. So I want to let superstar Ray Ray give some hellos to the people in Boston. How you doing?
Pretty good. Hello, Boston, Massachusetts. How y'all doing today? Never give up. We're just enjoying our day and our conversation. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. So, Ray, we're talking about prices we pay. What are the prices we pay when we don't show up for ourselves, right? I look at the fact that, you know, if my boss, my job says, hey, you got to come in on Wednesday at 10, you know, it's like we know there's a price to pay if we don't show up, right? And it can affect our income. It can affect, you know, our being able to pay bills on time, whether we provide for our families. But what happens when we don't show up for ourselves? You know, there's no, sometimes we don't see immediate consequences and we just keep pushing it off to another day. And we're like, you know, I'll do that tomorrow. And so I think this is a pretty good topic. I kind of throw myself in there. I'm being vulnerable because, I mean, you know, sometimes I don't always follow through with the things I want to do for myself. So we want to just kind of talk about that today. What are your thoughts?
I think that it's a big gap between like making the right turn and the left turn. You'll never know what you was capable of or never know what you can do if you don't make the turn you were supposed to make. It caused a lot of regret, a lot of self-torment, a lot of self-pity, because you never know what will happen if you don't do what you're supposed to do or what you are called out to do or what you are good at. You may be good at something and don't take the opportunity, so you're just like wasting talent and you'll never know what was on the other side.
True. You won't know. You got to push past sometimes your own feelings, your own, you know, feeling like you're not really accomplishing. Or
your fears.
Yeah, push past your fears, you know. So that's a great observation. Like, you know, hey, sometimes we don't get to visualize what's on the other side of the block, of the other side, you know. And one thing about distractions is that they can take on their, you know, you don't know where they're coming from. Sometimes they can just gradually come in, and next thing you know, you done shifted away from your direction and your goal. Sometimes it could be friendships. Sometimes it can be, you know, family. Hey, can you do me this favor? And you want to support and be there, but at the same time, you know that you got to take these 2 hours to sit down to write your book. What about take time to play your guitar, to take time to write your music? Whatever the dream or the goal is, if we don't take time to set it up, to follow through, then what is the price we pay?
Right.
We don't complete. We don't finish. So now
we'd be like 5 years later, like, oh, I should have, oh, I could have, oh, I would have, or, and that's just worse than not doing it.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I kind of think too that sometimes we have to push even past that. So 2 years ago, I wanted to do something. I didn't do it. It's like I can keep focusing on that story on why I didn't do it. Or I can say, okay, it came to my remembrance again today. Let me start. Because it's never too late. Every day can be that day that you start. Today could be the day that you start the goal, the dream, the vision that you have. And that's why I wanted to kind of title the show, Never Give Up. Giving up is not an option. I don't care if you're 5 years to past what you said. Pick it up today. Don't run from it. Pick it up. Or, you know, get the resources you need. Get the support you need. What is it? you know. So, but the price we pay is not fulfilling the purpose, the destiny, the dream, the goal, the vision that we set. Can you remember, Ray, some times in your life, maybe, where you're like, I said this and I somehow lost track, and now I realize, like, wow, I didn't do that. Do you go back? Or maybe it also could be that maybe you decided you wanted to do something else.
Yes, my laundry.
Yeah, we push past those things we don't like to do.
Yeah, we push past things that we know we need to do, but we just, you know, wear all of our clothes out until we don't have any more. And I was like, I should have washed last week, but I didn't wash last week. Now I have nothing, so now I'm scrambling. And so, yeah, it's just planning ahead and sticking to what you need to do, because you're still going to need to do it eventually.
That's right. And sometimes pressure can push us over to the other side, you know? You know, sometimes sometimes pressure can be good, because that's our make it or break it moment. Like, wow, I've got to do it, you know? But I'm learning as I get older, that type of pressure is no longer motivating for me. It can debilitate me, because it's like, it can cause anxiety. It can cause me to be like, ooh, forget it, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't want to wait to the last minute to catch an airplane where I'm trying to run down the runway, trying to be like, you know, I know I only have 15 minutes and the doors are closing. Like, there was a season when that would have been okay, but now that's not okay. I can't take that pressure. So I want to plan better. So I want to be like, okay, I know the plane is leaving at 5 o'clock. I need 2 hour leeway. Yeah. So I can walk to my gate. I don't want to run. I don't want to be intense, because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if the line is going to be long. You don't know if TSA is going to stop you. And I try to make sure I have all the ducks in a row. And, you know, so, but sometimes you get caught up. Sometimes the taxi's late. Sometimes, you know, and what happens? What are the prices we pay when we're not organized, when we're not prepared, you know? So those you listening today, I want you to think about that. Are you paying a price? Because sometimes to get where it is that you want to go, these are some of the sacrifices. These are some of the things that have to get in the way. And are you willing to risk it? And Ray, I've discovered that sometimes I say I want something, but I'm not willing to risk or sacrifice the pain to get to the thing I say I want. And I can use trying to lose weight. You say you want to lose 20 pounds, then you're going to have to sacrifice, one, your comfort, your discipline, you know, all those things. You got to really, do you really want it? If so, when opportunity to eat things that may not be good for you come up, you have to say no to them. You know, when it's time to go out and exercise, you may not want to jump up, be like, woohoo, I feel like exercising today. I'm going to go walk 2 miles today. You know, for a while, that's not going to jump into your mind. So you're going to have to push yourself, push past that difficulty, so that until you get to that place that you say, you know, you want. And what I've also learned is eventually it starts getting easier and easier, and you start wanting to crave that other thing. But there is a time, a moment when it's not comfortable, you know, and so not being willing to, you know, feel that disconnect to your goal and your dream. Because it's easy to give up and just say, oh, pretend like you didn't want it. And I think a lot of times we're like, well, yeah, I just didn't want to do it. Did you really not want to do it? Or you just didn't really want to pay a price? And then something.
Yeah, I think that's why a lot of times people have a lot of self-hate and be always miserable and sad, because they're not really living the life that they vision for themselves.
Yeah.
Because they didn't take that risk, or they didn't step out, or they didn't take that movie audition, or they didn't take that job that, you know, they did the opposite. So now, like 10 years later, they're miserable because they're working or doing something that they really hate.
Right, right. And I don't want to live a life of regret. I don't want to live a life of regret. I don't want to be at the end of my road and look back and be like, wow, I wish. Guys, this is your opportunity to push through. You're in the final race. You can't give up. You got to keep that same intensity that you had from day one. I remember that there's a scripture in the Bible that it says, write the vision down. You know, that thing you say you want, write it down, because there's going to be a time that you're going to become challenged and it's going to get difficult and you're going to want to just leave it. But he said, if you write it down, when you look at it again, it will give you that push and that press to run in again. It'll give you that press to be able to say, okay, this is what I said I want. And this is what I said I'm going to do, you know? And yeah, it was difficult. Uh-huh. Yeah, I feel inadequate. Yeah, I don't feel prepared. And I say, do it anyway. I say, feel the fear and do it anyway, right? No matter what happens, are you willing to pay the price of looking foolish? Are you willing to pay the price of maybe being vulnerable? Are you willing to pay the price, you know? And so a lot of times we say yes, but then our actions show and reveal that really we said no. And I'm also learning that I can't say this is what my intent is when I don't get the result, right? So if I say I want to lose 10 pounds by the end of October, guys, I'm declaring on the radio, 10 pounds by the end of October, then no matter how difficult, I've got to continue to press, to work hard at it, and when it becomes difficult, not silently walk away from it and give up, because you're going to pay a price, and the price will be not reaching that goal, right? So what are you out there, what prices are you willing to pay to get the things you say you want? Women, I've talked to a lot of women out there, Ray. They say they want a man. They want to be married, you know? I talk to men, they say, oh, I can't find a good woman. So let's put it to a test. What prices are you willing to pay to be that person that is gonna want to be around and with you? You know? Maybe it's patience. Maybe you have to work on your patience. Maybe you have to work on how you respond to people. Maybe you have to work on not being so bitter and hard because of past relationships, you know? So there's prices that we pay when we don't do what it is we say we want, you know? And we have to push through. What do you think?
Yes, I think that the most important part is knowing what we want too. A lot of times we don't really know what we really want. So we'd be all over the place and, you know, not really knowing. But once you do know, it's good. I think writing it down is good, because once you write it down, it's becoming like, you know, you're prophesizing that you're putting into the atmosphere. So you write it down and you can always remember, like, wow, I know I was going to do that, because you never know what's on the other side of your potential.
Yeah, you don't. You don't know.
And regret is like year after year, you could think about something that you didn't do, and just instead of doing it that one time. And I know it sounds easier just because we're talking about it, but I know people probably experience it all the time. It could be a car wash or cleaning your car out, or I'm just going to clean it out tomorrow. And then now your boss may need a ride home that day. So now you're at home.
Oh, Ray, you talking.
Now your boss like, hey, I need a ride. So now you're like freaking out because you didn't clean your car out.
Yeah.
You know, you should have been cleaned it out. It's your chance to help your boss. Now you freaking out. So you just never know.
That is so true. And it's so funny because I was in that predicament. I paid a price, you know. It could be shame and embarrassment, but it's a price, right? And somebody wanted a ride to the airport. Now my car is generally clean, right? Because I kind of feel like this. Every time I get out of my car, I want to treat it like a rental car. So I want to leave it ready for the next day, the next person. And I also drove Uber, so I'm kind of aware. I want to make sure my back seat. So it's generally clean. However, it's always more you can do, right? So you might can't always get to a vacuum, but you can shake out the rug. You can make sure you wash your dash and stuff like that. So my inside is kind of, I'm aware of it. But now the outside, if the rain doesn't wash it, I'm not interested, right? So I was giving somebody a ride, and they had to, you know, lift the car up, you know, to get their luggage in. And I started looking and thinking, like, man, I should have followed my thought and went to the car wash, because I wanted to do it. But I'm like, nah, I put it off. So the price I had to pay was maybe feeling a little embarrassment. Now, they're not thinking about this. This is all internal. Like, I have to feel a little embarrassment because it's like, man, it wasn't as, to me, excellent as it could have been. Right? So you're going to pay a price regardless, right?
Yep.
So I rather feel the price. I rather pay the price on the side of fulfilling what my thought was and what I wanted to achieve and accomplish than to not do it and have to pay the price of feeling embarrassed, you know?
Yep.
So you're going to pay a price either way. So I want to pay the price towards fulfilling my integrity of myself, of what it is I say I want. I think there's a lot of people walking around that don't have integrity, you know? They're not being true to themselves. And if you're not true to yourself, how are you going to be true to me, right? How are you going to be true to someone else? That's not walking congruent or integrity with yourself, right? And other things, too, is that I think people are afraid to be vulnerable and really just share their heart and truth, you know? Not to hurt the other person. But we walk around with a lot of masks and a lot of facades, you know, and I think it just causes just a lot of negative energy, negativism, perception. Oh, I think this about this person, when you're just making it up, right? Because you really don't know. Yep. Like somebody might see you, you know, and as a Black man, you might want a job and somebody might perceive you a certain way because, you know, and so that's why it's important to be like, how am I being perceived? What is my way that my aura that I'm sending off to people to where they're picking up one way or the other, right? Some is other people's judgments. You can't do anything about it. Sometimes people look and worry about their outside appearance, and yet inside is jacked up. You know, their heart is jacked up. And so you look good and you look nice, but you're not talking good. You're not talking nice. You know, the atmosphere changes with negativity and just people withdrawing and feeling rejected by your presence. And I want to be conscious, guys. Listen, I want to be conscious of the fact that when you see me, that I'm not having to say I'm this and this, but you perceive that I love you. I don't have to say, oh, I love you, I love you. You know, because a lot of people do. They say, oh, I love you, I love you. But you don't feel love. You don't feel a loving environment. There's not love coming in from you. You know what I'm saying? And so I want people to be able to experience me as the things that I say that I want to be loving, that I want to be free. You know, I don't want to be bound up. I want to be able to be free to have a genuine conversation. I want you to know that I care. I want to be present. I want to look you in your eye and be like, you can do it. I love you, brother. You know, and so it's like, how do we start? What is the price I'm going to have to pay to do that? And sometimes I shut down. Because I may not be willing to pay the price of being open because in fear that, well, I'll get hurt or this or that because of my previous experiences outweigh my now. Oh, my goodness. What a revelation that sometimes I allow my previous past experience to dictate what I can create right now. And we're missing opportunities with people. We're not taking risks. We're afraid. Right. We say around comfortable when we're comfortable around friends and family, we'll be like, yeah, I want to do this and this. I want to dance. Yeah, that sounds great. But when you have opportunity to lead a dance or to get up and dance, fear takes over and you don't do it.
Yep. Yep. Just like stage fright. Like, you know, if you're scared to get on stage, but you got to get up there because, you know, you can do a good job.
And you may not do a good job. And guess what? You still did it. You still got up there. You still did it. And guess what? You learned from that. You learned how to shape it up, how to do better, you know? And that always works, right? So I just want to kind of read and get back to what we were talking about in terms of Habakkuk 2:2 in the Old Testament. And it says, write down this vision. Write it clearly on tablets. So that anyone who reads it may run. For the vision points ahead to a time that I have appointed. It testifies regarding the end, and it will not lie. Even if there is a delay, I'm going to have to say that again. Even if there is a delay, wait for it, because it's coming and will come without delay. Isn't that something? So God's saying, look, I get it. You have this vision. write it down. Write it so that when you feel like it's not coming, when you feel like you want to give up, when you feel like you don't see it manifest in the way you think, remember that God says, guess what? It's going to happen when I say so, right? But prepare doesn't mean don't prepare. It doesn't mean don't put forth the effort. It doesn't mean, you know, set yourself up for success. But sometimes he said, for the vision, it points ahead. The vision that we have now is for the future. It's pointing to where you are not at yet, right? You're trying to get there. He said, it's for an appointed time. So don't give up, right? And so he said, it's not going to lie. It's going to come to pass. Even if it feels like it's being delayed, even though you feel like it's not going to happen, he said, wait for it because it's coming. And I'm like, wow. But does that wait mean wait, you know, and just chill out in the house? Or does it mean keep singing, keep writing, keep getting your part. Keep doing your part. Keep doing your part, right?
Yep.
You still got to prepare. You still got to get comfortable, you know? And sometimes I remember, like, I just didn't even know. Like, sometimes things are happening in your life that are setting you up for your future, and you don't even know it yet, right? It's like sometimes, I mean, I used to like to talk to my stuffed animals and play teacher and stuff like that. But if you would have asked me, did I want to be a teacher? I'd have been like, nah, I don't want to be no teacher. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
My uncles were teachers. My aunts were all teachers. My mom was a teacher. My dad was a teacher. The least thing I wanted to be was a teacher, right? So I decided I'm going to be an electrical engineer, you know, and because I like to fix things. And so I became an engineer. I worked in that profession for about 9 years. And then I'm like, I don't really like it. And I ended up teaching, you know, and even now teaching, right? It doesn't, I feel like my teaching isn't in a classroom all the time, but we're constantly teaching somebody something. Either it's what to do or it's what not to do, you know? And so, but I didn't know that when I was a kid playing with my stuffed animals and teaching them and making them sit down and listen, you know what I'm saying, that meant something, that was something I was going to do in my life, where I was going to be talking to people, that I was going to be encouraging people. My greatest desire is to encourage people, who feel like that life has not turned out the best. I say, you know what? It's just like when dirt comes, dust comes in your house, right? Guess what? Do you get all bent out of shape? No. Get a rag, dust it off. It's coming back. Another month or two, you'll see more dust. Get bent out of shape? No. Dust it off. And we keep polishing. We keep reinventing ourselves. We keep trying to overcome the challenges. You know, we keep trying. You want that job? You don't give up because five people said no. I'm like, Lord, I thank you that you're directing me to that right job that I was created to do, that it's going to flow from me naturally. It'll be effortless. You know, I don't want just a job. I want to love what I do. I want to knock down walls. I remember I want to knock down walls because I'm excited to be there. I'm excited to get there, you know? That's what I want. I don't want just a job just to get a paycheck because I got a bill to pay, because that brings a whole different type of sense, right? You're going to pay a price later on if you take a job like that, right? But when you take it, when you are creative and you know you're in your zone, you're going to walk in joy and passion. It's going to flow from you. Listen, time's out for being phony. Time's out for wearing masks. Time's out for, you know, you're not for just going through the motions. We only get one life to live. We don't want to just go through the motions.
Nope. Can't just go through the motions. You got to be in the motion. You got to cause motion.
I like that. Yeah.
And make stuff work, because we only got one life, and you don't want to regret nothing 10 years down the line.
That's right. I like what you said. Make it happen. Maybe that should be a t-shirt. Make it happen.
Make it happen.
Stop making excuses and make it happen. And what price are you willing to pay to make it happen? Maybe you got to wake up earlier. Maybe you have to, you know, make phone calls. Maybe you have to, you know, I have a friend and they want to like sell products, but it's hard for them to make the calls, right? Why? Because that fear of the past might, maybe when I reached out in vulnerability, I was rejected. Maybe people have insulted me, hung up the phone, so I become defensive or sensitive, right? But guess what? You got to make it happen. You still got to do it. They may hang up. Get in the mirror and be like, yeah, they hung up, but I'm going to get my, I'm going to call the next one. You got to make it happen. Don't give up. It's so instinctive sometimes to go run, hide, and protect yourself. Right?
Yeah.
But we're hoping, we're listening to some people out there that be like, you know what? I dropped the ball, but I'm going to pick it back up and make it happen.
That's very important, because if you don't, you'll be living with regret.
That's right. And living with regret is not an option. That's right. No. Mm-mm. We're not dead yet. So therefore, guess what? We get to make it happen. We get to get up, dust off our pants legs, put some alcohol on those bruises, and make it happen. Yep. Because giving up is not an option. It's not an option. I want to get that in your head. We try to make it an option, but it should never be an option. We just try again. You know what? Sometimes we might have to go and get some support. You know, I kind of alluded last week, but I want to say it again. It's like, who is the champion in your life that when you're feeling down, that you, when you feel like you can't, when you don't feel successful, when you don't feel like you're reaching your goals and you're waiting for it to manifest, who's the champion in your life that can pick you up and cheer you on? You know, I have a few champions in my life. I thank God for them. I know he sent them to me. When I'm down, they make me laugh. They changed my mood. They, you know, but I have become personally my biggest champion. And I have learned through hardships, sometimes because people aren't aware always when you fall. And therefore, you have to learn how to encourage yourself in the Lord. You know, you have to learn how to try to make it happen. Or like, hey, what are some steps? Like, I talked to my sister, she's very creative. And I'm like, you know, this is where I'm at, you know, and you're like, so why don't you try this? Why don't you try this? Sometimes those are bold risks, right? But there's a price I'm going to pay if I don't keep moving it forward. If I don't keep making it happen, like you said, Ray, we'll live in regret.
And that's the worst thing, is living in regret.
Yeah. I try not to, but I have some. But I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make relationships that I feel are workable. I'm going to make them work. I'm going to try new ventures that I'm like, wow, I'm too old, or maybe I'm not fast enough, or maybe I don't think I'm smart enough. No, I want to be a speaker. I want to be able to inspire and transform lives. And I'm going to do it. I don't have all the pieces. I don't know how. I don't know when. But I'm going to do it. What declaration are you about to make, Ray? Come on and make it publicly. Then you're going to have to make it happen.
It's just staying feeling good about myself, staying motivated, staying my own biggest cheerleader, my own biggest fan, because, you know, a lot of times we do a lot of things that we look for recognition from others, and that's not the reason why we should be doing our good deeds. It should be for ourselves, and I just want to stay feeling good about myself and stay feeling positive and like that I, and knowing that I can be what I want to be in life and not giving up.
Yeah, that's excellent. Excellent. I just want you to know, we thank you for tuning in. This is Rochelle Jones, where never give up. Giving up is not an option. There are prices we pay when we choose not to step into our destiny, or we lose sight of the vision that we have. So we want to encourage you to continue to put forth the steps needed to make your dreams come true. I thank you for listening. I'm Rochelle Jones, your host, and I'm with superstar Ray Ray. And we want to say, keep moving forward. Remember that greatness is on the inside of you. And we thank you for listening. Good night.